I first want to give some background about how we got here. Earlier this month, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel wrote an opinion column supporting a bipartisan measure to modernize open records in Colorado to include digital information. The bill was scheduled to be heard in your committee, and you delayed the hearing. The implication from the column was that you opposed the bill and thus postponed things. You disagreed with that characterization and sent what you refer to as the tweet heard around the world.
That's true. I mean, you've pretty much nailed it. I would disagree with you just a little bit that it was an editorial. These things in this particular paper tend to be in the middle of the newspaper and they're news.
Were you surprised this garnered as much attention as it did?
Oh, absolutely. I had no idea this kind of attention would come to this off of just a simple statement that has pretty much been very commonplace with the media right now. So I'm very surprised.
You said the term fake news is in the eye of the beholder. What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's nicer than saying somebody lied, right? I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking in my head at the time. You don't want to say something too inappropriate. And again, it's just a phrase. It had really no teeth to it as far as, you know, saying somebody actually lied. You know, I could have said a lot stronger words, but I just chose to use fake news.
Was it a tweet that you spent much time thinking about, or were you just annoyed and angry with this column and you felt like they got it wrong and just sent something out?
There's so much pressure between the media outlets and legislators and the new president of Congress. We get a lot of pounding, if you will, and, you know, you're still a human being, right? So you do respond. I have constituents that believe I should respond. They don't want me to cower down and never say a word. So
critics, including the Sentinel publisher Jay Seaton, argue that your tweet delegitimizes a reputable newspaper and that you're essentially calling something fake because you don't agree with it. Why not use a different word?
Again, it kind of goes to the whole point. I mean, you can look at the editorial, if the news piece, whatever somebody wants to call it. They're kind of saying the same thing about me without having any background. Calling me out, if you will, on a particular bill when they have absolutely no knowledge of the bill. Their use of words insinuated that I was doing something inappropriate with the bill. My response back was insinuating that they were making something up because they never talked to me.
Do you still stand by the assertion that the column is fake news?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a term that people use these days. And here's one of the problems I see is that people are not reporting the entire picture. And I think that's where the media is getting themselves in trouble, is they're not saying, okay, well, we're going to do the research and we're going to do a complete story. Whether it's the president or if it's me, it doesn't really matter.
Why did the hearing initially get postponed? It was at the last minute, and I think that's probably what led to some of the speculation.
As I recall, it was on a Monday. That'll happen on a Monday because we have caucus meetings in the mornings before we go onto the floor. Members in our caucus had questions on that particular bill. We chose in the caucus meeting to go forward, but as we got onto the floor, people kept coming up and saying, I have some issues with this bill. What can we do? I'd like to talk about it more, see what we can do to fix it. So at that point, I just had to make a judgment call, and I decided to postpone it.
What do you hope becomes of this issue if it goes to court, or do you hope it goes away on its own?
Well, I think maybe it's time to define what real good journalism is, and why is it free speech on one side, or freedom of the press, if you will, and not free speech for somebody to rebut that? And that's kind of what's instigated this continuing brawl, if you will, is that I wrote a rebuttal so that, you know, my constituents could read it, and they refused to print it by saying, no, we have conditions on this. And I was like, you know, how can a newspaper have nothing but open space where they can do what they want, but as a citizen or a legislator, I don't have free speech to rebut it back in your newspaper. And that's very troubling to me.
Thanks, Senator Scott. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Glad to do it.
That was Assistant Senate Majority Leader Ray Scott of Grand Junction. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.